This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted with the majority of representatives on September 8th, 316 to 90, to approve both hurricane aid and an extension of the country's debt limit. Faso reluctantly supported the measure, though. The day before, he told the Daily Mail, quote, "I'm disappointed. A three-month agreement creates the prospect of a massive train wreck around the holidays. I was surprised Trump agreed to it, and I think he made a mistake. Short-term extenders feel like work not done," end quote. Trump sided with Democrats, choosing to approve the $15.3 billion in disaster aid and extending the debt ceiling, though not for as long as Republicans wanted. Earlier in the week, Faso voted for another version of the hurricane aid bill that was not tied to debt relief. The new bill was also passed by the Senate and heads to the president's desk. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, who brokered the deal with Trump, crowed on Twitter, quote, "The nation can breathe a sigh of relief. We've agreed to help those recovering from Hurricane Harvey avoid default and avoid a shutdown," end quote. The Daily News reports that on September 7th, New York health officials said they will keep the state of health insurance exchange open until January 31st. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had previously called for the enrollment to end on December 15th, so New York is defying the Donald Trump administration with this move. Quote, "Our goal is to ensure that consumers have adequate time to shop for and enroll in the health plan that is best for their family," end quote, said State of Health Executive Director Donna Frescatore. Individual policies through the exchange will cost more in 2018, with a 13.9% increase. Read the full story in the Daily News. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced September 7th more than $220 million in federal counterterrorism and emergency preparedness grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency through its Homeland Security grant program for the state, including some money for local counties. Here is how much each local county is receiving. Albany County, $687,000. Columbia County, $89,974. Dutchess County, $489,858. Greene County, $114,967. Schoharie County, $17,187. Rensselaer County, $322,000. And Ulster County, $72,913. And Anthony Fiduccia reports for Columbia Green Media that Tractor Supply Company wants to open another retail location in Greenville. Boulder Engineering and Primax Properties represented the store September 6th in front of the Greenville Planning Board with a proposal for a spot along Route 32 north of the Tops Plaza in the General Commercial Zoning District. Last year, Town Supervisor Paul Macko noted, Hilltown and Applebee's, two agricultural supply stores similar to Tractor Supply Company, closed in the area. Tractor Supply has a store on Fairview Avenue in Hudson and in Ulster County, Dutchess County, Rensselaer County, Albany County, and Saratoga County. The 8.2-acre site would include 88 parking spaces. Primax Properties Project Director Frank Alexander said, quote, "When I first came up here, their real estate director asked me to look at Greenville and Coxsackie, and they liked Greenville better," end quote. He said the chain typically hires about 12 to 20 employees. Getting through the planning board and construction likely means the store would not open, if approved, until late 2018. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.